Would let a woman get an emergency abortion, says CBS's Michelle Miller.
A judge granted her an emergency order to end the pregnancy on Thursday, but Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton appealed the decision and argued that she had not demonstrated that she would suffer immediate and irreparable harm without an abortion. Paxton also warned the doctor and hospitals that they could be sued and prosecuted if they perform the procedure.
Many aid groups are criticizing the U.S. for blocking a call for a ceasefire in Gaza, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At the U.N. in New York, the U.S. vetoed a Security Council resolution calling for an end to the fighting. The U.S. instead arguing for humanitarian pauses.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire. This would only plant the seeds for the next war, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace.
That was Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood. Hunter Biden is talking about the investigation of his activities.
Before the tax charges filed against him in California, presidential son Hunter Biden participated in a podcast interview with an artist friend named Moby, speaking in strong words about House Republicans and conservative media.
They have expanded it that I am, in one sense, a mastermind criminal running a global syndicate, and on the other sense, that I am a degenerate that can't tie my shoes.
The goal being, as he sees it,
they're trying to kill me, knowing that it will be a pain greater than my father could be able to handle.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The federal appeals court has reinstated a gag order limiting what former President Trump can say about his election interference case, says CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The court upheld U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan's order, which bars Trump from making public statements about potential witnesses, lawyers, and court staff. But the panel removed Special Counsel Jack Smith from the list of protected court staff and said his status as a public figure can allow Trump to still make comments about him. Trump can also continue to claim that the case is politically motivated.
Many participants at the UN Climate Summit are calling for an end to the use of oil, coal, and gas.
It's likely, many say, a reaction to the growing momentum here for some sort of language calling for the phase out of fossil fuels in a final text. There is plenty of push for it. More than 106 nations now support it. That's more than half of the nations here. It could also show some anxiety on the part of those fossil fuel nations, OPEC, that this could be some sort of turning point against fossil fuels.
The BBC's Carl Nasman in Dubai. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for mixed precipitation. High of 41, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 25, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is December 9th, 2023. It's 11:04 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thanks so much for joining me on Over the Back Fence on this Saturday in December. Got the Christmas music going. I hope everyone's getting ready for all the fun times coming up all throughout central Wisconsin. And hey, if you're looking for a Christmas gift or you think you've got something to offer someone else, this is the show. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Also, if you want to talk about events happening throughout the holiday season coming up here, you are more than welcome to call up that same number. Anything else you want to talk about, the weather, warm weather, now the cold weather, now the warm weather, now the cold weather. It's been kind of nutty. This has been a weird December, everybody. And I'm guessing we're going to have some more snow. We're going to have a white Christmas coming up here very shortly. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on the air on Over the Back Fence right now, everyone. Got a lot to get to while I'm waiting for your calls. Got a lot of information to share with you. But first, let's do a quick shout out to the sponsor of this program, Jeff Clark and Associates. They are located in two offices, one here in Wisconsin Rapids, 3340 8th Street South, and they also now have an office in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. If you're interested in giving them a call, the same number gets to both offices, 715-424-4101. That is 424-4101. You can check out their website at jca-insurance.com. And their offices are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. What do they offer? Why? They offer you health insurance. They offer life insurance, other kinds of insurance to protect your property and your life, as it were. If you have some Medicare questions, they also can help you with that. No cost consultation. So give them a call. Go to their website. Check it out. Drop in, and they will let you know what you need for insurance. And once again, a big thank you to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Lots of sports going on right now. We are in the thick of it. And I know this because I'm the one who is engineering most of the